43 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Demonstrators took to the streets in Memphis this weekend to protest the newly adopted congressional map that splits Shelby County into three districts. The Commercial Appeal reports roughly 100 people marched in downtown Memphis on Saturday, ending in a rally outside the National Civil Rights Museum. Speakers included State Representative Justin J. Pearson, whose brother was detained on Thursday for refusing to leave the House gallery. It's a familiar clash in Nashville, city versus the state, and they're back at it. Metro is alleging that this last legislative session was a, quote, assault on local control. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that, unlike in recent years, though, suing over such laws may not be so easy.
Metro leaders, like legal director Wally Dietz, feel this session was unprecedented.
The overarching theme of this legislature was they didn't want any local governments to have any authority.
A few years ago, Metro sued over four laws that similarly impacted local control. But there's one distinction between those laws and the ones passed this year. Instead of targeting just Nashville's control, they impact many cities and counties statewide. That's because Tennessee's constitution says laws cannot single out certain cities. That was the basis of Metro's last round of lawsuits.
In some ways, we taught them a lesson.
State lawmakers, like Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally, say they reject the assertion that these bills were an assault on local government, and that when the state has an interest in an issue, they have an obligation to step in. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
You can hear a longer version of that story at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.